you just released this inspiring, uplifting project. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's kind of started out as a joke. I've known Vance DeGeneres for a couple of years, and he said, why don't we, like, you know, do a 60-second how to write a song with a partner? and, you know, it was kind of a humorous thing, and we did like 28 episodes of it, and involved sock puppets and all kinds of weird things. But eventually, you know, we do a little bit and then pass it over back and then play another little bit and back and forth, and you finally got a good song out of it.
The sun may not be shining, but I pray for a silver lining up ahead. You're still in bed.
I did the vocal and the click track and acoustic guitar in isolation, and then we sent it around to all my friends who are all have studios, and they recorded their parts in isolation. I sent it to Matt Bissonette, who plays with Elton John, Greg Bissonette, who plays with Ringo, and Brett Tuggle, who plays with Fleetwood Mac. And so there were a lot of great players on it. And everyone recorded their part, you know, separately in isolation with us Zooming so we could still have a dialogue with them. And then I mixed it, and then we did a video, again, in isolation. We sent the song out to everybody we know, all our friends, celebrity friends, family, and said, just lip-sync a line. And they did, and we had a guy cut it together in a kind of Zoom video format, like Zoom on steroids, where it gets smaller and smaller and smaller until you can see absolutely everybody. And it came out really, really well. I was very, very happy with the way it came out. And all the proceeds go to Feeding America. It was number one on iTunes rock charts and actually broke into the top 40. A lot of people have been reacting to it, and I think that's great for the help that it's putting out. It's also an uplifting song as well.
And you have, like you said, so many celebrities on this. In the video, you have Ellen, there's Richard Marx even, some of the B-52s, Paul Stanley of Kiss. Was there anyone else that you wanted to have take part that couldn't do it?
Yeah, I wanted Ringo to do it.
That would be a good one.
So, yeah, it would have been a good one. But, you know, I'm sure I get requests like that. But we basically reach out to friends. You know, any of the celebs are basically friends or of mine or Vance's. So everyone was really cool. And, you know, we have writers, Joel Stein's in there. We have Broadway stars in there, and all kinds of people. It takes a while to see everybody. You have to watch it like, you know, 30 or 40 times before you see everyone. It came out really well. Everyone was great in it.
And it all goes to Feeding America. I know locally our food bank has just been so swamped with so many people requesting food. Some of their donors mm-hmm. are now asking for donations of food.
I know. It's going on so long. It's stretching everybody.
Now, I know you're in quarantine and you're staying busy, but is it hard to not be on the road because you do so many different dates all over?
Yeah, it is. Every musician is feeling that, and actually every concert goer is feeling it too. It's really, other than movie theaters, which basically are going the way of the dinosaur, concerts are the only kind of group communal thing that we do, other than like going to church or something. I mean, it's, you know, everyone gets together and in the one place and celebrates music, and it's a powerful thing and good for your soul. And I think everybody, players and the concert goers, are missing that really a lot. I do a Zoom every Friday night with some fans that we select, like a happy hour, and they all say, you know, we're really missing going to see you play, because it's there's no substitute for that. Even, you know, we do everything we can online. I play songs online and that kind of thing, but it's not the same. It's there's just something about going out and celebrating together that's very powerful.
Now, I know over the years, you know, you've been so honest about your depression, your very deep depression you've had. When you're isolated like this, is it easy to sink back into that depression? Or do you find, like, this kind of project helps lift you up a little bit?
I definitely stay busy because of that, and I could I've you know, sunk back into it a few times, and so, you know, I keep myself busy, which is what I've always done, and try and turn it into something creative and something that gets me excited, you know, to try and kick the depression out, and that's about the best thing I can do.
you actually have a fairly close relationship with NPR. Just a couple years ago, you were a featured guest on World Cafe.
With that hit, Rick achieved every musician's dream.
And that was an amazing session to hear you do kind of that bluesy, harder-edged album that you just released at the time.
Little demon, I want you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember that. The Snake King.
Yeah.
I love playing live, and I've been doing some things, you know, in the studio. I like redid half an old album from 1972 called Comic Book Heroes. I'm your Superman. Oh, yes, I am. Nobody really knows about it except hardcore fans, but it's been fun doing stuff like that. Stuff I wouldn't normally think of doing. Just say, hey, I'm going to do something really different now. And then, Richard Marx and I have done stuff together, talking and joking around, and anything like that, I think, lifts people's spirits.
Now, I know you've excelled in music and acting. I know my coworker, Mary Hartnett, she's a huge General Hospital fan. And I know you've done quite a bit of acting, movies, that kind of thing, and all the music. What's your most favorite thing to do of all the creative things that you put together?
I think drink tequila.
Hey, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, I mean, I love it all. You know, when I'm acting, that's my favorite thing. When I'm writing, that's my favorite thing. When I'm performing, that's my favorite thing. So, you know, it's all something that I love to do and need to do.